I think we got Facebook back in the zone here, guys. Thanks for your patience out there.
Oh, they missed that one?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a hiccup.
Did you figure out? Because I thought it was just on the phone. Or...
I think we're back.
Are we back, Facebook?
I plugged the mic and rebooted it, and it's like we're okay. So, Julie Weber had a question. How are you guys dealing with all this change in the world right now?
Well, for me and my family, we've been practicing the isolation, so we haven't been going out and getting together with people. And I think one of the biggest challenges is, you know, we have a 7-year-old, and she was very sad at the thought of possibly not finishing out her school year with her classmates. So we, you know, the school is incredible, and they've given us guidelines for homeschooling, but, you know, she doesn't want her moms teaching her, not our kid anyway. So that's just been a big adjustment. And then for me personally, had to get over a little bit of claustrophobia at the beginning. But you know, ultimately, when this is an incredible opportunity, really, I'm always wishing for something globally to bring people together. And unfortunately, it has to be a terrible pandemic and illness like this. But on the other hand, there are many, many ways that people are coming together and helping each other out. And so I get this sense of this globalization, not an economic globalization, but we're all humans globalization. And that feels very powerful to me. So it's been a mixed bag, obviously. You know, there's a lot of worry about people who are sick and who's going to get sicker and who's going to die from this terrible virus. But it's a mixed bag because there's been a lot of, like, also for me, just settling into home and thinking about other people and having us joined in a real powerful way that hasn't been happening in recent memory.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing the same basic thing as isolating our little village of my kid's dad and his partner and my partner and a friend that lives on the same property and her granddaughter. Grandson, and that's kind of our group that we're with all the time anyway. I live up in the woods, so I'm super lucky because I kind of live out in an area where you can just go run around all the time. So I feel blessed, and I feel like I just want to do whatever I can to help people because I feel blessed, and I want people to know, you know, that this is, it's really hard, and there's a lot of people that are already having struggles, and then this piles on top of it. And I just, you know, I worry about people that are homeless. I worry, I was just talking to somebody about queer youth that are living in situations at home that aren't safe, and how do they shelter in place? And I'm just praying for all the people to be able to find their chosen family, you know, and find a place to be. And I agree with Emily, like there's all this creativity going on with how we can come together, and I think that's beautiful. But I just feel so deeply about the people that are gonna struggle for the long haul with this, and economically, and we're in such a hard place, you know? And so I'm just like trying to do whatever I can, I guess, in my own heart and head to like move the energy towards helping whatever, and having gratitude and bringing joy every day to somebody and things like that. The homeschooling is going well in our house, I have to say. I think it might fall apart next week, but this week was great. I'm part of the homeschooler, and my kid's dad's partner, he's the other homeschooler. And so that's a good experience. I mean, it's so great to be with my family. But anyway, so shout out to everybody who's at home and doing what we all need to do to flatten the curve, and send your messages to other people to do the same thing, because it really is going to make a difference. And in everything, we're all connected, you know, we're all connected. That's what I say about that.
Got another question?
I have a musical question.
Okay.
So speaking of world harmony, did singing harmony come naturally for the two of you together, or was it something you had to work at in the beginning?
It came naturally to Emily.
Yeah, I grew up singing in choir since I was a little girl. So we worked on harmony and descants and all that stuff you know, all the time. So it did come naturally to me at first. And then you learned your harmony lines like melody lines.
Yeah, I mean, I sang in choirs when I was in alto, so, and I really shouldn't have been a tenor, but I was learning how to do harmony, but I just, the idea of just putting a harmony on was super hard, so I learned it by learning it as a melody, and I would, like, listen to Simon and Garfunkel records that were in, you know, where you could turn it, pan it left or right, and you could hear one part or the other, and I would learn one part or the other, and then learn how they work together, and that's one of the ways I learned how to sing harmony, too, is just looking at it as a separate part. And then a lot of times we made our weaknesses our strengths, so I didn't really know that much how to sing harmony, so we ended up doing a lot of counter melodies because they were easier. And I would play in different chord configurations because you only could play more complicated chords, and so I would play simpler ones. And that became like how things work with us, even now when we have stretched ourselves beyond those limitations, but it's still like a thing that we have discovered as a complementary thing. So, not on this song. This song just got three chords. And it was, I think, written in like 1986, maybe?
Because it was on the first LP.
I wrote it
was on the EP, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I was still in college.
Wow.
Ooh, that's not in tune.
Have a glass of water, please, Russ. Spray some Lysol in it before you bring it.